This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. President Donald Trump is stoking new fears over undocumented immigrants just days before next week's national congressional elections and could tighten rules for migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. He spoke about immigration at the White House Thursday, his latest attempt to make it the central issue for Republicans in the Tuesday voting.
My administration is finalizing a plan to end the rampant abuse of our asylum system. It's abused. To halt the dangerous influx and to establish control over America's sovereign borders.
Trump this week has dispatched more than 5,000 troops to the southern U.S. border with Mexico to block a caravan of several thousand migrants. He says they must follow the rules to gain entry.
They should turn back now because they're wasting their time. They should apply to come into our country. We want them to come into our country.
Many of the migrants are women and children hoping to enter the U.S. Funerals for the victims continue as the man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue pleaded not guilty Thursday in a U.S. federal court on 44 charges that include murder and hate crimes. 46-year-old Robert Bowers spoke little during the brief court appearance beyond saying he understood the charges and his not guilty plea. AP correspondent Mary Claire Dale reports.
Bowers walked into court today, which was in contrast to how he was on Monday when he was brought in a wheelchair. He was told that the trial could last 3 or 4 weeks unless it's certified as a possible death sentence case. In that case, the trial would be longer.
A grand jury indicted Bowers on Wednesday in connection with the attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue. The Anti-Defamation League, which has tracked hatred and violence against Jews since the 1970s, said it was the worst attack against the Jewish community in United States history. Look for the latest on VOAnews.com. This is